Hashtag OCR GCSE Sociology Podcast, Functions of the Family. Intro music, upbeat, and modern fades after 5 seconds. Host. Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the core topics in Component 1, the Functions of the Family. This is a topic that examiners love, and it's a fantastic opportunity to show off your understanding of the big sociological perspectives. Is the family a cozy, happy institution that benefits everyone, or does it have a darker side? Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the key theories, give you some top-tier exam tips, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure it's all locked in. Let's get started.
Transition sound effect. Host. So, what do we mean by the functions of the family? Simply put, we're asking, what does the family do for society and for the individuals within it? The first perspective you absolutely must know is functionalism. Functionalists see society as a human body. Each institution, like the family or the education system, is an organ that performs a vital function to keep the whole body healthy and stable. It's a consensus view. It sees society as being based on shared norms and values. First up is the sociologist George Murdoch. Writing back in 1949, he studied 250 societies and claimed that the nuclear family was universal. He said it performs 4 essential functions. A great way to remember this is the acronym SERE, sexual, economic, reproductive, and educational. Sexual. This is about controlling sexual behavior and providing a stable relationship for adults. It prevents a free-for-all, which could cause social disruption. Reproductive. The family produces the next generation without which society would cease to exist. Economic. The family provides food, shelter, and resources for its members. It's a unit of production, or in modern society, a unit of consumption. Educational. This is what sociologists call primary socialization. The family is the first place we learn the crucial norms and values of our culture. Building on this, another key functionalist, Talcott Parsons, argued that in modern industrial society, the family has lost some of its functions to other institutions like the state and the NHS. He said it now has 2 irreducible or essential functions left. First, primary socialization. Just like Murdoch, Parsons said the family is where children learn the basic rules of society before they go to school. Second, and this is a key concept, is the stabilization of adult personalities. Parsons famously called the family a warm bath. The idea is that the family is a safe haven, a relaxing place where adults can de-stress from the pressures of work and modern life. This helps to keep society stable. Within this, Parsons identified 2 roles: the instrumental role, which he said was for the male breadwinner, and the expressive role for the female homemaker who provides the emotional support. Now, this all sounds very positive, doesn't it? But not everyone agrees. This is where you bring in your conflict theories to get those crucial evaluation marks. First, let's look at Marxism. Marxists are all about class conflict between the bourgeoisie, the ruling class, and the proletariat, the working class. They argue the family isn't there to benefit everyone, it's there to support and maintain the capitalist system. The theorist Eli Zaretsky argued the family does this in 3 ways. 1, it's a unit of consumption. Families are constantly targeted by advertisers to buy products which generates profit for the bourgeoisie. Think about pester power from children. 2, it reproduces labor power. The family creates the next generation of workers for the capitalist system at very little cost to the employers. 3, it provides ideological control. The family socializes children into accepting hierarchy and inequality as normal. Obeying your parents prepares you to obey your boss later in life. For Zaretsky, the warm bath is just an illusion that helps workers cope with their exploitation, stopping them from rising up. Next, we have feminism. Like Marxists, feminists are a conflict theory, but they see the main division in society as being between men and women. They argue the family is a patriarchal institution that primarily benefits men. Feminists like Delphi and Leonard argue that women are exploited through their unpaid domestic labor. They cook, clean, and provide emotional support, the triple shift, which allows men to focus on their careers. Anne Oakley talks about the dual burden, where women are expected to do a paid job and also be responsible for the majority of housework and childcare. So, where functionalists see a warm bath, feminists see a place of oppression for women. They are highly critical of Parsons' instrumental and expressive roles, arguing they're not natural but socially constructed to keep women in a subordinate position.
Transition sound effect. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique.
This is where you turn good knowledge into great marks. First, a common mistake to avoid. Do not confuse functions of the family with types of family. The question is about what the family does, not whether it's nuclear, lone parent, or reconstituted. Stick to the functions. Second, never, ever present the functionalist view as the only view. To get into the higher mark bands for a 12-mark question, you must evaluate. A great sentence starter is, however, a Marxist would critique the functionalist view by arguing that, or, similarly, feminists challenge the warm bath theory by highlighting. Third, name your sociologists. Marks are awarded for citing Murdoch, Parsons, Zaretsky, and Oakley. It shows the examiner you know your stuff. When you're making a point, link it to a theorist. For example, Parsons argued that the family stabilizes adult personalities, acting as a warm bath to relieve stress. Transition sound effect. Host. Right, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? Let's see what's stuck. I'll ask 5 questions, pause after each one, and say the answer out loud. Question 1. What are Murdoch's 4 functions of the family?
Pause.
Answer. Sexual, reproductive, economic, and educational. Question 2. Which sociologist described the family as a warm bath?
Pause.
Answer.
Talcott Parsons.
Question 3. Which theory argues the family is a unit of consumption that serves capitalism?
Pause.
Answer. Marxism. Question 4. What term do feminists use to describe the combination of paid work, housework, and emotional work that women often do?
Pause.
Answer. The triple shift. Question 5. What are Parsons' 2 irreducible functions?
Pause.
Answer. Primary socialization and the stabilization of adult personalities.
How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concept section again.
Transition sound effect. Host. So to summarize, we have the functionalist view, which sees the family as a positive and essential institution for a stable society, performing key functions as identified by Murdoch and Parsons. And we have the conflict views of Marxism and feminism, which argue the family serves the interests of the powerful, either the ruling class or men, through exploitation and ideological control. For top marks, you need to be able to explain these views and, crucially, use them to criticize each other. That's all from us for today. Make sure to check out the full written guide, which has worked examples and more practice questions to help you ace that exam. Outro music, upbeat, and modern fades in.